Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Well, thank you for joining us this hour, and may I remind you that if you've missed any part of this three-hour production that we bring to you weekly, you can go to travelers411.com by the middle of this week coming up, and you will find the podcast of the entire show listed hour by hour. You can download it and take us with you. And I am really amazed by the number of emails and notes to my Facebook, which is facebook.com/Stephanie.abrams.94. Because would you believe there's a bunch of other people out there with the nerve to have my name? What could they be thinking? Anyway, you can download it, and you can do that for a year from the date of the broadcast. Simultaneously, we archive every single show. And either at sabrams.com, sabrams.com, or travelers411.com, parts of our family of award-winning websites that are all locked together. Go in the search box, and our search engine will search all parts of our family of sites and put in what you're looking for: a destination, a brand, an event, a person. You know, if we've talked about it, you're going to find the links. You're going to find show notes. You're going to find links to the archived audio that lasts forever and ever and goes up the same time the podcast goes up, but continues on into the sunset long after the podcast is gone. You'll find shows going back to 2002. So I had a remarkable experience this past week. Actually, it was last Sunday. I went to the press opening for a new play being presented. Well, it's not a new play. It's new for where it's being presented. At Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, which is in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, about, I don't know, 3-4 miles, maybe 5 miles. From our studio at the Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in the heart of Berkshire County in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And if you come and you stay here, have a nice swim in their pool, their indoor pool, which makes you feel like you're somewhere in the tropics, by the way. It's grand. Have some nice meals. Visit the region. But if you leave the lobby, and instead of going out into the circular drive where the big fountain is, make a right turn down this glass arcade of a corridor and walk past the shops there. When you get to the last shop, make a right turn through some glass double doors and walk, I'm going to guess, about another 70 feet. And you will find our broadcast studio. If I'm there, wave and we'll let you in. So I went to see this play, and it's called 4,000 Miles. And apparently it was off Broadway for a couple of years. And it was on the short list, nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for drama. It's as much a comedy as it is a drama, and the one of the magnetic attractions to seeing it is that the lead character is played by Annette Miller. Now, if you go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, put in the name Annette Miller, you're going to find a directory we have for her. You'll find photos, you'll find stories, you'll find blogs, you'll find in a couple of days the archived audio and the downloadable podcast of this interview that we're going to do with her right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts is Friday, July 7th, with Andras Nelsons conducting the BSO and featuring Mahler Symphony No. 2. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
On the line with me, I don't know the adjectives to use to describe this amazingly talented, marvelous, adorable, creative actress whose range is incredible. And I have seen her stretch from one end of the spectrum to the other in a range of roles that if you know her and you see her come out on stage, it's like, who is that woman? I haven't met that one yet, because she truly steps into a role feet first, like you're stepping into a ski jumpsuit, and then zips herself up from toe to head into the role of whatever it is she's portraying. And currently she is appearing at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, as the grandmother in the play 4,000 Miles, which I have to tell you is so worth seeing, to the point that I called someone when I got home on Sunday after seeing the performance last week and said, I want to see it again. Will you go with me? Because you have to see it.
Oh, great.
So, hey, how are you, kid?
Well, I'm just great and feeling really good about the show and the opening, and so thrilled to be working with three younger actors with the company, who are so wonderful.
Oh, they're great.
And we are just a wonderful team, and here I am now, the senior person on stage, and that's a little bit hard to believe. I always feel like the new kid on the block, and I guess I'm not. But feeling like the new kid on the block isn't a bad thing either, because then you're always ready for something new and exciting, and keep that little bit of edge of, I hope I can make it. And
well, you know, I think the role I saw you in that was the most enormous range of emotion that you went through on stage at Shakespeare and Company also included a supportive cast of young people in their early 20s, and that was Masterclass, where you played Maria Callas, and through the dialogue of with the young students who were coming in, and your aside to almost like Shirley Valentine talking to the wall, shared the life of Maria Callas. And, you know, that... But I had been in love with you for a long time before that, so
at first I wasn't so anxious to play this role, because I said, well, you know...
You're too young.
90, well, okay, yes. But then, now I feel like I just can't wait to get up there and do her every night, because she breaks all the rules of what we imagine in our limited imaginations, what a 91-year-old is. I mean, I think we have, there's this thing called ageism, and you reach a certain age, and they say, oh, yeah, over the hill, nothing more to say, tottering old thing.
I think that's changing dramatically.
And Sarah Joseph is so with it and so determined to make her impact on her grandson, and there is no way that the grandson wants to put her in the background either. And so she's very vital, and it's very important for me I think, now to make it known that it ain't over till the fat lady sings. And
well, look at people who actually are in their 90s and, you know, active in the acting world. There are more and more of the you look at, you know, like Betty White, who is the age you were portraying.
Oh my God, Betty White, it should happen to me what happened to her. Oh my God. Look at the discovery of Betty White. Just wonderful. Yeah, I know.
Hang on a second. We've got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back. Don't leave me, people. You don't want to miss a word of this conversation with Annette Miller, actress extraordinaire. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
Great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at aerlingus.com.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible plot.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you live anywhere in, oh, you folks up there in Bangor, Maine, up to down to Virginia, we're an easy drive. To even folks in Tennessee, I see cars from Tennessee all the time in Stockbridge and Lenox and floating in Pittsfield, floating around the county. In western Massachusetts, where you will find the town of Lenox, in which you will find this gorgeous campus that is Shakespeare and Company. And for those of you who were tortured or felt you were tortured by Shakespeare in high school, because the way it was taught was like deadly killing to your bones and your body and your brain. When they do Shakespeare, they do it with a twist. And when you hear it performed, it comes to life in a way it never jumped off the pages of a book. But they also do contemporary plays. And one of the plays currently there ran for 2 years recently off-Broadway in New York City and was on the short list nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. And that play is called 4,000 Miles. And it's the story of a young man who is at that point in his early 20s where, you know, confusion is set in as to where he is and where he's going and all that sort of thing in his personal life, as well as, you know, is he ever going to get a job and do something? And decides that a trip to visit grandma is in the cards. And grandmother Vera is a very sharp cookie. And she is portrayed in grand style by actress Annette Miller. And every time you do something, I am in awe. So here I am again. And I have to share you with my audiences. Until when is this play running?
So it's going to run until July 16th. And it actually plays like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only probably Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays in June, and then in July, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, I always Sunday. Describe Shakespeare and Company as a three-ring circus, because at any one, during any one week, they might have eight different plays going on. I mean, it depends on the season and, you know, how the calendar is set up.
Yeah.
But there, you know, there's there's so much, and there's, you know...
Yes, and we have Cymbeline opening, I guess, in 2 weeks, and then we have Linodage's play opening... I guess when we close July 16th. So there's a lot happening. And, you know, I have to say that 4,000 Miles actually won an Obie Award. And Amy Herzog is definitely one of the up-and-coming writers. She has crafted this play. You know, it's a joy to watch the journey of these characters, for me anyway. Because no sooner are you in a sad moment in this play...
Then you're laughing.
Then suddenly you're laughing.
Yeah.
She has orchestrated it.
Yeah.
And it's a very good lesson also for us in life, because, you know, it's that up-and-down seesaw called life that
well,
we
you
live.
Know, I've always described living as very similar to contractions before a baby is born.
I love it.
You know, you have these moments of just...
Pain.
What a friend of mine, and if he's listening, an old friend of mine from Central Holidays, he knows who he is, so I won't embarrass him with the name, but he had a back injury, and he described it as exquisite pain.
Uh-huh.
So, and I can relate to that from having given birth to two children.
Yeah.
And so you go from exquisite pain to the pain stops, and you have a moment that's just, you know, relaxation and joy that there is no pain.
Right.
And life as a cycle runs that way. And it's one of the reasons I caution people not to delay plans to do things, not to delay travel plans, not to delay coming to the Berkshires to see 4,000 Miles at Shakespeare and Company, because life has a very nasty habit of getting in the way of your plans.
Sometimes this is true.
And you know, and that, you know, you're right, it is a very real life reflection, but I smiled more than I was sad during that performance.
No.
Hang
Absolutely.
On people. We're gonna
take... know, it's a really beautiful story of growth. The last line in the play is that woman could make anything grow. And I thought to myself, that's really what the play is about, because in the 90 minutes, each of the characters grow. You'd think at 91, how much more do you have to learn? Plenty.
Well, the character is 91.
In the game of life, you have to learn.
Let's make it clear, the character is 91, not you, darling,
not
Annette
me.
Miller.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
She may hope to make a jump felt, but she's mad if she thinks I would be such a fool as to weekend in the country.
How insulting.
And I've nothing to wear. A weekend in the country. The last place I'm going is there.
Well, dear, are you happy here?
Yes, I think so. But I miss us.
So do I.
Darling, how would you feel if we had a home of our very own, with me only acting when I felt like it, and a man who would make a spectacular father?
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Eggerman. Dear child.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Movie star. Oh, to be a movie star.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Movie star.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Annette Miller. Annette is generally based in Boston.
Yes.
And spends a great deal of time, especially when it gets into the spring, summer, and early fall, in Berkshire County, here in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, because she's no fool and she knows what paradise is. Mm-hmm. And it also gives her, and everybody who comes to Lenox, Massachusetts, in the Berkshires, an opportunity to interface with her and her creative talents. And I have seen you in oh so many plays at Shakespeare and Company over the last, I can't tell you how many years. And, you know, the play you are currently in, 4,000 Miles, what does one do to get tickets?
I don't hear you.
What does one do to get tickets for 4,000 Miles?
Oh, one has to call the box office. 413-637-1933.
At Shakespeare and Company.
And we play till July 16th, and it's usually Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday matinee, and sometimes it's Saturday matinee. And if you go online to shakespeareandcompany.org.
No, it's just shakespeare.org.
Yes, just shakespeare.org. You're
yeah,
right.
Somebody was yeah. really clever early on, saw the vision of the importance of the internet and grab that URL address, shakespeare.org, because
yeah.
I have to tell you that, yep. you know, if they run into serious financial problems, they could sell that easy.
That's very interesting to say, but we're not. I just learned today at our meeting, we are 51% ahead in ticket sales than we were last year at this time.
That's wonderful.
So that's really terrific.
That's wonderful.
And
with good reason.
I'm very excited about 4,000 Miles because I get a chance to do a woman who is not a great singer as Maria Callas, who did not found the State of Israel as Golda Meir. These women I played was not Deanna Vreeland, the head of fashion for Vogue. This is an everyday woman who makes her mark by her relationship to her grandson, to her family, to her commitment to the world she's living in, on a small level, but it's in those small levels that's our life. So that to her, she was a Marxist in her early days, you know, she was one of those, a communist in the 40s and 50s, and, you know, in New York, a very liberal thinker who wants to make the world a better place. And she does making that world a better place within the very confines of her relationships to people, and then also making her voice heard in the world. So I like that. I like the fact that that's how she is making her big impact on the world, which is the way that all of us really have to do. It's only in the one-to-one relationships and in a relationship to our community that we can really make a difference.
Yeah, well, the film is so steeped in what one person can do to have both positive and negative impact on somebody's life, because you have the tension between the girlfriend and the grandson, you know, and, you know, she can make him miserable. She can also make him happy. He makes her miserable, but he also makes her happy.
Right, yeah.
And so, you know, you've got all that interpersonal relationship stuff going on. But your character is so well done, so endearing, and it's disappointing. You know the most disappointing part of 4,000 Miles?
Yeah.
It ends. That's the most disappointing part.
What's the most? I didn't hear you.
It ends. It comes to an end. It's over. And that's why I'm going to go back and see it again.
But, you know, it isn't a traditional play. When it's over, you don't kind of know it's over because it has this continuing sense to it. I don't know if you got that sense at all, but it's just Amy Herzog is determined to say that this is a slice of life that keeps on going.
Well, you know, you felt very good about how much the grandson grew during the course of the play.
But, you know, the grandmother did too, because she was living in the past. She didn't change her name to her own name. She was always just Mrs. Joseph. I mean, she learned too throughout it, you know, and I think that's the great thing, that you never stop learning, no matter how old you are.
Well, before I say goodbye to you, I just have to tell you a quick funny story about changing names. What Annette Miller, our actress guest friend, who is performing now in 4,000 Miles, a play you have to see, and what a wonderful weekend you can have in Berkshire County with so many other wonderful things to do indoors and out, and including seeing 4,000 Miles at Shakespeare and Company. In the play, one of the striking things is that the grandmother, who lost her husband something like, 10 years or more ago?
Yep, 10 years ago, right.
And she never changed the name on the mailbox.
I know.
And so, and, you know, in New York City, a lot of women don't do that because they feel if they have, you know, if there's no man attached to the mailbox, then they might get visitors they're not interested in having who might target them. But so in any event, they... during the course of the play, she grows a bit and makes sure that the name on the mailbox gets changed. Well, my mind works in crazy ways. My cousin Jerry, when he was married the first time, bought his wife a beautiful fur coat. And you know how the furrier will have the name of the person embroidered in the lining of the coat. So it had his first wife's name in the coat. So after they divorced and he remarried, and then he bought his second wife the coat, a gorgeous winter coat. Because when you live in the Northeast, people, it's about survival. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity to have a really warm coat like a bear. But her coat says on the inside, Mrs. Jerome Sachs. Because he was taking no chances. If this didn't work out, he was going to be able to use this coat again.
Well, you know, the moment in the play when I say I changed my name on the buzzer, I call that my Gloria Steinem moment.
Ah, yes.
You know, and I do think that my character, Vera, would have been marching in the Women's March this year on Washington, D.C.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No, the character you play is very much like you in some ways, in that she is a very feisty, bright, witty, funny, independent person who sees things clearly and stays focused.
Right.
So God bless your bones.
Thank you.
I will be back in that audience again before this play concludes.
Great.
Go check it out, people. Shakespeare.org or call the box office at 413-637-1933. But you can look that up. You don't have any trouble finding it. And get yourself some tickets for something you will remember forever. And this is an intergenerational play.
Yeah, it is.
So if you have young people in your life, whether they're your children or your grandchildren, what a great show to bring a grandchild.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, give you so much to talk about when go out for a bite after. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Stephanie. Right. Bye.
And that was our good friend Annette Miller, and I have so much more to talk with you about, so let's just toddle forward, but go get yourself some tickets.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
I am so happy we were able to snare Annette Miller, whose schedule is insane. And now that 4,000 Miles has opened, she's even busier than she was when she was in rehearsals. Oh, the play is so good. I have to see it again. And it really, it's the perfect play to go to if you are in that just out of college or beginning of your career outside of the educational system. If you are somebody who's lucky enough to have their children living close by, or you can grab your grandkids and go. This play really relates to everybody. And this character, Vera, the grandmother, is, she's really very much a kind of Betty White character, except, you know, she's a homebody. She's a, you know, a 91-year-old widowed lady living in her apartment in New York with a very limited life in a shoebox. But she's a character. And it's always surprising what comes out of her face. But in any event, I have other things on my mind because I have to catch up with the ramifications of what's going on in Florida tourism and how that may be catching fire across America. And that is that a couple weeks ago, the big press release was that Visit Florida, which is the kind of the tourist board for Florida, it's an arm of state government, and they slashed the tourism budget. Are you ready? 67%. Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pops season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
There are big companies, and I'm sure you know many of them, who think their brands are so important that the product sells itself and they really don't need salesmen, but they have them as a courtesy to follow up on things like a customer's credit and make sure shipments get delivered and solve problems. And some of the biggest brands in the world take that attitude until one day some genius decides, let's cut back the sales force because what do we need them for anyway? And we'll just have inside people that can help our customers and whatever. And before you know it, they about a year and a half, 2 years later, because that's how long it's going to take until the orders that have come in start to unravel. Because 2 years down the line, nobody's remembering you, but the new kid on the block has taken over your space. Well, this is what happens in tourism. Somewhere during the Clinton administration, it was decided that the Visit USA program, which was part of the agenda of every U.S. embassy, around the world has a commercial division. And the commercial service, those are the people that represent the Department of Commerce. Their job is to connect with the locals in whatever country it is and be the conduit to put them together with U.S. companies. So when people say they want to get rid of the Department of Commerce, I always cringe because it means they don't know what the Department of Commerce does. And they were so helpful to me when I internationalized my last company through trade missions to places in Asia, South America, Europe, you name it, we were there and they were there for us. And they make the introductions. So if you need a supplier, if you need a customer, if somebody on the other side of the world wants to import something from the U.S., a particular product, it's the Department of Commerce that's going to be the marriage maker and introduce you guys. Well, one of the things on the commercial services agenda prior to the Visit USA program being axed was that every embassy was supposed to make sure that it promoted visiting the U.S. Isn't that a good idea? They're there anyway. They're getting paid anyway. They might as well do something to help promote tourism into the U.S. Well, it was decided during the Clinton administration that that's not necessary. Something like what Florida is thinking right now. Not necessary. They know we're here. They know what we've got. What do we have to waste time with that for? They'll come anyway. Well, they slashed the Visit USA department at the Department of Commerce from 100 people down to 12. And the 12 who were left were doing nothing but statistics. You needed to know the percentage of people coming in from any country of the world. You could get it from them. You wanted to know how many people were staying in upscale, classy hotels, you could get it from them. Anything related to travel statistics in the U.S., you could get it from those 12 folks in the what was left of the shambles of the Visit USA department. And then what happened? In 2001, prior to 9/11, in January, it was something like the hotels in the major cities in America were down like 30% occupancy over the year before. And every month it went down another 10%. By June of that year, hotel occupancy was down over 60% in the United States. And I called somebody at the Department of Commerce that I had a nice relationship with from doing trade missions and whatnot and said, what can we do to beef this up? And what he said was, get them to beef up the Visit USA. And how am I going to do that? He said, go get a bill introduced into Congress to just put it on the agenda to make Visit USA a priority, to move it up from way down the list. It's not going to cost. Can you imagine a new program costs nothing? They're already getting paid. They already have a budget. You just want them to realign the priorities and put Visit USA at the top. Well, how do I do that? He said, go get a congressman to sponsor it. For those of you listening on WVNJ 1160 on the AM dial in New Jersey, my congressman was Steve Ruffman. Remember him? And I went to him. He said he'd introduce the bill. I suggested Gary Ackerman, who I went to college with, another congressman from New York, to be the co-sponsor. And we were going to get together on the 15th of September to move things along. Only 9/11 happened and it fell apart. Can you imagine we could have had a program that cost nothing to promote Visit USA? You people in Florida, rise up before somebody else eats your lunch, including Cuba. There are other destinations out there promoting. You can't afford to sit on your laurels, and not with the Zika season coming back again. It's already in Brazil. I leave you with those happy thoughts. This is Stephanie Abrams. We're flying high.
They say, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.